Okay, today is Daf Zayin of Maseches Psachim. Today's Daf, literally, we need like another hour more than we have, but we'll do our best, try to finish within the time allotted to us. We're on Vav Amud Beis. We are up to one, two, three, four, about seven lines from the bottom. So the Gemara was talking about doing the Bir Chametz. So the Gemara asks, we do Vedika at night, and then we do the Bir at night also. And then when we burn it, we do the beer again, right? We say the statement to make our chametz bottle. So the Gemara says, why don't you just do a bittel whenever you find it? If you bump it to chametz, be mevatel it. Why do you have to do a bittel beforehand? So the Gemara answers, that's not possible. Why? Dilma mishkachas le'levatel risure. Maybe you'll find it after the zman iser. V'lav b'rishusei kaima, and you know what? It's not considered yours. V'lo matzi mavadil. You can't do bittel. The Amar Rabbi Elazar says, shnei devarim, there are two things. Einan b'rishusei shel adam, they're not yours. But however, v'asana kasev ki iluhein b'rishuso. But the Torah considers it as if it's yours. V'iluhein, what are they? Bar b'rishusei rabim. I dig a bar b'rishusei rabim. I don't own that property. That property doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the city. Nevertheless, I'm chayef. Why? Torah said so. And the chametz mishay shalos v'mayla. Chametz from the sixth hour and on. That can't be mevatel. Doesn't belong to me. I have no choice. I have to be mevatel earlier. So the Gemara asks, v'nevatel arba, v'nevatel chametz. So do it in the fourth hour, do it in the fifth hour. Why are you picking some arbitrary? Why the night before? So the Gemara says, kivan delavs man isura. Those times are irrelevant. Something wrong with the fourth hour of the morning? We've got the chametz now. Why would you do that? The lav zman biura. It's not the zman iser. It's not the zman beer. Zman beer is at the sixth hour. Okay, it's a gzeir derabanan. Stop eating chametz now. Maybe it'll be a cloudy day. Therefore, dilma mipasha v'lo b'mvatla. You're going to forget. There's no reminder. You do b'diket chametz, you have a reminder. Now the Gemara asks, v'nevatla b'shis. So why don't you do bittel at the sixth hour, right? Everyone should know that's when the iser kicks in. Do it then. So the Gemara answers, kivan de isur de rabbanon ilave, since the iser de rabbanon already kicked in, kidoraisa damya, it's like a doraisa v'lav bereshusay kaima. It's not considered your, even though minator it is, but de rabbanon it's not. You cannot do bittel. Okay? The Amr of Gidl Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef Amar Rav Hamakadesh Mishay Shos V'mayla. If you give a woman a kedushin at a quarter to Chatzos, Min HaTorah, the chametz belongs to you. It's not the time yet. Yeah. Afilu Mikite Kurdenaisa. What do you give her? You give a chametz. Oh. It can be $1 million worth of chametz. It's a valuable thing. No one's going to accuse you of being a cheapo, giving a tiny little nothing. No, you give it. Chitei kordinaisa, we'll see what that is. It's wheat that can't become chametz. Ein choshen l'kedushin. There's not even a chashash of a kedushin. See Rashi. I feel like chitei kordinaisa is hatsomchin. It grows bahari ararat, in the mountains of ararat. Koshin hei ma'od. They're very hard. If water fell on it, hold it, is it chametz, is it not? I don't know. It's a quarter to chatzos, 15 more minutes? Not even a chashash. It says Rashi, how could that be? Afaga, the osi iser hanos chametz midrabanon. The iser of chametz midrabanon. The sheish. Right? Because when a Torah does not, chametz not, it's still yours. Paka. Umafke kedushe Torah v'shari eish esish ba'alma. Thank you. You hear this? It pushes off eish esish, meaning if at a quarter to 12, a quarter to chatzos, I say 12 because a quarter to chatzos, I walk over and I give her $1 million worth of chametz. Harei avakadeshesli. 20 minutes later, Mati goes over and gives her a ring. There isn't a shaila that she's married to Mati. There's no shaila about it. How could that be? The Issa Darabanan is going to push off the Daraita? How could that be? says Rashi. Hamatartim mekama duchter. We have that answer many times in Shas. Kol de mekarish adaita de rabbana mekarish. When you get married, the Torah allowed the rabbanon to govern the rules of marriage. The hefker bezin hefker, the heim hifkiru mimono. The bezin said, my money is nothing. It's hefker, and therefore I gave her nothing. Why did I give her nothing? Because midrabbanon is asa bahana. So Moti goes ahead and gives her a ring. He's the only one in the picture. I'm not even considered in the picture. Not even a shiloh. Fascinating.
Well, so kedushin is a kal.
My kedushin?
It is chal.
You know why? Because she wasn't married.
Because yours isn't.
Because mine isn't, exactly. Mine is not chal. It's not even a chashash. It's not even a suffix. I gave first. I gave chametz. There isn't even a suffix. It's not even a shayla. That mine isn't chal. Therefore, somebody else walks over, hands her a ring. She married the second guy.
A
married woman can't get married again.
Wait a minute. You're not worried about laws?
What?
That people are going to say she was married right
now. No, we're not married for laws and none of that stuff. Why? That's what the Chacham did. The Chacham said it's not yours. Just like the Torah said it. The Chacham added on a few hours earlier, and therefore even then it's not yours. How could that be? The Kedushin's Doraisa as long as the Rabbanon? Because the Rabbanon governed the rules of Kedushin.
No,
it's just weak. No, but if water fell on it.
If it did.
Right.
So let's say it did.
Then if it did, you didn't give chametz. But even if it's hard and it's a shayla. No, wheat itself is not chametz.
We're saying no wheat.
No, we gave wheat that water fell in it.
Okay.
So it's like, even this is such hard wheat, maybe it's not chametz, or maybe it's going to become chametz for sure right away. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. Right. So if the water doesn't come, it's not chametz. What kind of question is that? Ulubasari sura. Now, ulubasari sura lo matzi mevatale. What, and after the Isma'at Issa, you can't be Mevatalit? What about the following? Vatanya. Haya Yoshev, the Beis HaMedrash. You're sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. When is this? When is this taking place? What? Right. V'nizkar sheyesh chametz pesoch beiso. And you find out you have chametz in your house. Mevatlo belibo. You keep Mevatalit in your heart. Right? Echad Shabbos, the Echad Yontif. It doesn't matter if this happens on Shabbos or on Yontif. Now, 1 second. Bishlam of Shabbos. How can this happen on a Shabbos? I'll tell you how. It's very simple. B'shkachas le'ek yigon shechal arba osa liyos b'shabbos. Erev Pesach is a Shabbos. He's sitting by the sheets. Oh yeah, forgot the... He's still... It could be 9 o'clock in the morning. It didn't kick in yet. You can be battle it now. Eli b'sa Yontif? Eli Yontif? B'sa Resurge. But a Yontif, it's already osa. How can you battle it? So before we get to the answer, the Rambam has a very shocking statement. The Rambam says, I'll read the Rambam inside, you see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Umahi hashbasa, zu ha'amur batorah. What is this getting rid of chametz that the Torah says? He, sheyasir ha'chametz ha'yidu'alo, mirishuso. You have to get rid of chametz you know about. V'she'eno yidu'a, and if you don't know about it, yivatlo belibo. You do bittel. The kids brought in, the maid, my wife, I don't know who came. I don't know about all that. What I know, I got rid of. What I don't know, I'm a vatel. The Rambam pretty much says, right, it says, V'yasim asoka afri, make it like it's dust. V'yasim belibo, she'em b'reshutso chametz, klal. V'shal chametz, she'em b'reshutso, hareyu ka'afr, u'kedavr she'em lo tzarech klal. The Rambam clearly says, that if this chametz that you know about, you can't do bittul. That goes against his Gemara. His Gemara said, you're sitting at home, you're sitting at the shear, oh, what about the chametz I forgot about? You know about it. Right? You know about it. So how does the Rambam answer this Gemara? So they give the answer as follows. The answer is, again, since the Chachamim governs, the Chachamim said that somebody that is in a situation where he can't go back home and physically destroy it, like he's in the shear, he's not going to leave the shear, he's considered as if he doesn't know about it. Okay?
Well, that's a stretch.
There's a machlokas we've shown him. If you have to verbalize the bittel. Some say no. Some say no. Do it in your heart. Others say, well, dvarm shebelev eino dvar. Right? How could you just sit and you think about it You have to say it. Even though you don't have to hear yourself, no one else has to hear you, you have to say it out of your mouth. The meaning says, one second, there's no such thing. It doesn't make any sense. Dvarim shebelev eino dvarim doesn't apply bein adam l'mokom. Hashem knows what you're thinking. It only implies that l'chaviro. I tell you, I'm going to sell you that, and I'm thinking I'm not going to do it. Right? The guy doesn't know what you think.
But it does apply. You're not allowed to feel like you're supposed to verbalize. You cannot just think.
What?
You can't damage it by thinking.
Okay, because it has to be an action. But over here, so the halacha requires him a vapo. So can you do it in your heart? You have to actually say it. You're right about davening. You're right. Can you do it in your heart? So some machlokas. Some say you can do it in your heart. So how can you do it in your heart? It doesn't apply by other mako. I should know what you're thinking. Right? It's interesting machlokas. Okay, next. Anyway, that's the question. What's the answer? Amr of Adar Bayakov, Hacha, B'talmud Lefnei Yoshev Rabba Watskinon, and V'nizka, he remembers, he doesn't have chametz. What he has is he has dough. It's going to become chametz. It's not chametz yet. V'nizka, Sheshul Isa Migulgelis Pesach Peso. He has dough brewing in the house. He has dough, maybe he's cooking, whatever. Umizyari, and he's afraid, Shema Tachmetz Kodem. Maybe it's going to become chametz, then it'll be too late. Once it turns chametz, ain't a chenami, it's too late. Why? It's not his rishus, but we can treat it like it's his. Therefore, he's mevatel before it turns into chametz. That he could do. That he could do. That's the answer. Okay? Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Diktani, because it said, Hayoshev b'soch b'es ha-medrash. Shmamina. He's in the shir. How is that a raya? So it's like a Rashi. Rashi says Dekanami. Da dayin lo hechmitza. It didn't come chametz yet. Why? Diktani, hayoshev beit hamedrash, demashma, but they ain yachol lakom lelech misham hu levat lebeliva. It's because you're stuck in the shir, you can't run home. The e b'chametz gomor, if it's real chametz, lam le yoshev beit hamedrash. Why was the case have to be a guy in the shir? What's the reason for that? Doesn't help, doesn't hurt, doesn't make a difference. I feel him hayoponui. Even if you had plenty of time, you're sitting around doing nothing. Forget the shir. They'll be you. What more could you do? What more you could do? So therefore, yontif, what could you do? You can't burn on yontif. You have no choice. So we're going out of the way. I tell you, it's a funny case. He's in yeshiva. He's in yeshir. He can't leave. It must be didn't turn chametz there. Okay. Next.
If it was
chametz and it's yontif, you can't be mevatel. You can't get rid of it.
Just though he could?
Yeah, because it's now there's a separate shayla how you mabatal things on yontif. I'm not even getting into that. How you physically do that. If it's a kinyan, whatever it is. But if it's just you're sitting in your house on yontif, I don't like that book you got me. I don't like that book. I'm mabatal it. I'm being nekid hefker. Why can't you do that? Not an usser. I'm putting aside how you effectuate that on a yontif. Putting that aside, it's another durabun anyway to that issue. Right, so what you can do that? Why not? Same thing over here. No, didn't turn chametz yet. Didn't turn chametz. I can battle it.
I think within 18 minutes of making pizza.
Right. Exactly.
This gemara is assuming we haven't made pizza yet. Like nowadays, they make people quiet at least.
Correct. That's exactly what we're assuming.
He didn't make it yet.
Mm-mm.
But nowadays, it's common practice to make it in general. Right.
Right. So we said you can't make the bittel. You missed. You came late. You can't make the bittel once the zman isra kicks in. Why? It doesn't belong to you.
We make it now.
Correct, we make it twice.
Why? I don't know, did you? You didn't make it, because otherwise, why doesn't it belong to you? Why doesn't it belong to you?
It's exactly the kasha. It's exactly the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha. No, that's exactly the kasha. We said, after the Zman Isser, you cannot do Bittel. What are you talking about? The guy's sitting in the Shear, and he realizes it's Yontif, he does Bittel. How can you do that? It doesn't belong to him. How can you do that?
You have to do Bittel on this, because you already made Bittel the night before.
Correct, so what is this case talking about?
No, but this is an Isa from after the night before.
Right, from after the night before.
It doesn't matter.
It said, Bain B'Shabbat, Bain B'Yantif.
What's it called? He made Bittel the night before.
Correct.
Not on something that's going to come.
Did he?
It could be he did. It could be he did.
You have to, otherwise it's yours. No, it's not. It doesn't come to you the after the 6 hours.
It's taken away from you. It's taken away from you. Taken away from you.
Why does it come out of your
Rishus? That's the halacha. There are two things.
Because you made Bittel already. No.
I think it's because it's Asr Bahana. I think it's since it's awesome. Yeah. That's what we read. There are two things.
What I care about is fighting in my house for.
Because the Torah said you're chayiv, even though you don't own it. The Torah said you're chayiv. Right. It's a funny, very funny thing. I didn't. We don't. There's plenty of lumps on that. Exactly. They're unrelated. I mean, they're related a little bit, but
if it's not yours, it shouldn't be chayiv, really.
Exactly. The Torah said you are. It's sitting in your house. And now that it's after the chatzos, you can't be mevatel. You're stuck. The only thing you can do is so you can get rid of it. Now in Yontif, you can't get rid of it. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Hapas She'ipsha, if bread got spoiled, Kivan She'rubsa Matzah Muteras. Since the majority is matzah, we're going to say that it's mutter. In other words, you open up your box and you see spoiled bread. Is this matzah or is this chametz? I don't know what this is. Rove matzah is matzah. What does that mean? Hechidon, what does that mean? Right? Ilema diyadaba de chametzi. If you know it's chametz, ki rov sa matzah my hobby. The fact that rove of the bread in your house now is matzah, because it's Pesach, it's irrelevant. If you know it's chametz, it's chametz. Ella delo yadinan bay. You don't know. I chametz hu, I matzah hu. You're not sure what it is. So my area ki rov sa matzah. Why do you have to come on to this fact? Well, majority a field kiro loves samata nami nasal basra basra. You have another rule that you follow what's the last thing you did, and if the last thing you did, it should be matzah. Why? Because you don't have chametz around. Rashi's going to say it because you did bedikas chametz. So you open up a box and you find a moldy stuff. What is that? Tell your wife, what is that? Is that chametz or is it matzah? I don't know. Well, chances are it's matzah. Why? Because that's what's in your house now. You got rid of all your chametz. You did a bedikah. No chametz around. Chances are it's matzah.
How did it get moldy?
So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Milo Tanan. It's a good question. How did it get moldy? Right? Milo Tanan. Didn't we learn? Mos shenimtzu lifnei sochre behema la'ola meiser. Money that's found in Yerushalayim in front of a behema store. The rove of it is meiser. Why? Rashi explains, people would take their Meisr Sheni money, bring it to Yerushalayim, and spend it there. What'd they spend it on? The majority spent it on karbanos. Why not? You kill two birds with one stone. You spend your Meisr money, and you get a carbon out of it. So Rashi explains that, now, Yom Tov is over, right? Sukkot is over. You're not going to be back in Yerushalayim for 6 months, till Pesach. You have leftover money. What are you going to do with it? Bring it home with you and bring it back? That you could do that. People didn't want to do that. What if you spend it? What if you touch it? It's all problems. You're not allowed to touch it outside of Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to spend it. So Rashi says people used to give it to the residents of Yerushalayim as a gift. So Rashi says, Tovas Hana. They wouldn't sell it. They'd give it as a gift, Tovas Hana. What would those people do with that money? They also have to use it to spend karbanos. Also spend karbanos, right? It's a good gift. So the behemoth stores were always busy with Meisr money. Why? Because everybody was going to buy kabbalas. And chances are they were using Meisr money. So you're walking by the hangar store, you see a dollar on the floor, there's a good chance the last guy that came in with a carbon was to buy a car with Meisr Sheni money, and therefore we're saying it's Meisr Sheni money. Why? Because the last guy that was there was Meisr Sheni money. And Rashi says, don't think that the chenveni, the store owner, dropped the dollar out of his pocket, and it's cool. No, we're not going to say all that.
Or it's change,
or none of that stuff. Or maybe it's a visitor or a tourist. No, Meisr Sheni money. Why? The overwhelming majority is that's the case. Unlike the Harabayis, Chulin. If it's on the Harabayis, it's Chulin. Why is it Chulin on the Harabayis? Rashi will explain in a minute. Now, Rabbi Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos. Maksheri, Heich Nimtzu Sham. How do you find money in the Harabayis? Ha'amar Perak HaRoeh, Lo Yikonis B'Harabayis, B'Mos HaTzuros B'Sadino. You can't walk into the base of business with money on your money belt. You can't do that. How's their money up there? They're not even allowed to. Omari, the Eino Aser Elahecha denotes in Beferhatia. It's only if you make a whole production out of it. Bisadino, Dignaihu. That's a Gnai, Dinira Kaholech Shal Muschora. It looks like, what are you doing on the Temple Mount? What are you doing here? You're a businessman. You come with your big fat, you know, you bring your whole entourage and your money. Abu Bitsina, lo. You have a wallet in your pocket. That's not a problem. Keep a wallet in your pocket.
Little cubbies.
Yeah, that's why I read this. So interesting. I never knew that either. Interesting, right?
The collectors can't go up to the higher buyers.
Right, because they're walking around like a big production. A big production is a problem. Just you want to have a little wallet to keep your money. You're like, nothing wrong with that. So they found a dollar there. Why is Arabayis chulin? We'll see in a minute. There's nothing to buy up there, right? Nothing to buy up there. Can't buy. It's not a store. There are no stores up there. So what's the money doing there? Okay. Ubi Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, b'shat ha-regel meiser, if it's a regel time, chitzar, it's meiser, anywhere in the street, u'b'shat yemot ha-shana, chulin. And the rest of the times of the year, we say it's chulin. The Amar Rav Shemaya Bar Zera, my timer, why is that? Habal v'shuki Yerushalayim asuim l'tzchavet b'chol yom. Because the streets are cleaned every day. So if you find a dollar on the floor, not by a behemoth store, you find a dollar in front of the Ben Yehuda street, there's no behemoth store there, that's probably not a regal time, so some tourist dropped a dollar. On the Harabayas, Rashi says, they didn't sweep it because it was on a slope, so they didn't have to. Why is there chulin? Why is there mice money up there? You can't buy anything up there. So again, it's chulin. Now, Alma, what do you see? Amrinan, kamai dekayame ozlile. The earlier, yeah. The hani achwin, this is something else. No, the old money went away. Why? Because Yerushalayim is cleaned every night. So the old money went away, and now there's new money here. The new money's chulin, unless it's a regal. Hakanami, kame kame ozil, v'idnehu. Right? V'hai d'idnehu. In other words, all the chametz has been cleaned out. All the chametz has been cleaned out. And what's left? Matzah. Right? What's the matzah's left? So the Gemara says, no. Shiny hach, it's different over here. You know why? The ifshu mochiach aleha. Because the moldiness shows you that can't be matzah. Why is it so moldy, Mr. Freud said? Why is it so moldy? Obviously, it's not chametz. Obviously, it's chametz. Right? Why is it doing here so moldy bread over here? Now, one second. If Yeshua mochiach aleha, if the moldiness is a problem, then kirav sa matzah, I have it. So what's the fact that rov matzah? It's also an irrelevancy. It's irrelevant. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Rabba, lo teima shirav sa matzah. Don't say that it was rov matzah, el eima shirabu yimei matzah aleha. That there was a lot of matzah because it was the yimei matzah, it was Pesach.
So there was a lot of matzah around.
Right. Right. In other words, this didn't happen on Erev Pesach. This happened toward the end of Pesach. A lot of days already went by. There's chametz around. Not chametz anymore. Ihachi pshit is obvious. Lo tzricha de pishua meruba. It's very moldy. How to get very moldy? Now the time I would have thought. Kivin de pishua meruba. Since it's very moldy, igoy milsa devada chametz ma'al yahu. It must be chametz. Otherwise, how could it be so moldy? Kamash malan. No. Kivin shiroba yimei matza ilave. Since it's many, many days into Pesach, Amrina, we say, Kal Yoma V'Yoma, every day. Imagine trying this today. Every day, Nahama, Chamima, they baked hot matzah every day on Pesach. Ema, Vishari, Aleha, and you put it on top of the matzahs in this box. V'if Shetvei, and it got very moldy. No, we don't say that. Right? It's pretty clear from here that the matzah in those days looked like bread. Right, it's pretty clear from here.
Yeah,
it didn't look like matzah we have today.
Still
is that true?
Like yeah.
Is that true today?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Have you ever seen it? They have
a matzah from them?
Yeah, it looks like sort of
like a laugh. Like a laugh. Uh huh. Like a wrap.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Will look like a pizza.
Yeah. It's a pizza, but
now why is
a pizza with a but it's harder.
Now why is this?
It's clear. It's clear from here. It's clear that's the case. Right, you open the box. Hey, what's in the box? The matzah is the chametz. I have no clue.
Now, why is this relevant? Because if it's moldy, it's no roll like a skeleton. So it shouldn't be neither.
So it must be. It's not that moldy.
If you put flour on top of a matzah, our matzah, it's chametz. We throw it away.
No. Some of us throw it away.
It wasn't right. It wasn't in a box that said matzah kosher Pesach with all the stamps from every rov. It wasn't like that. Okay.
You know why? Because not that crazy as we are.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know why?
I find a lot of them crazier.
They're not. You know why? Their Masorah was unbroken. So they didn't have to. They weren't so nervous. They weren't so nervous. They weren't so anal. Then unbroken Messiah, they're much more comfortable about their Judaism than we are. Yeah. Much more. Yes, that's in the 21st century. You're talking the times of the Gemara. Every morning they bake matzah for breakfast. and for lunch. Right? Now, umigas lina basa ruba, do we basa basra? Do you really follow the last things that went on? For a time you're Yosef Yehuda Omer. Teva shenishtam shuba mo's chulin. They have a box that you put in mo's chulin. Umo's meiser and mo's meiser also in the box. Imrov chulin chulin. Imrov meiser meiser. So whatever the majority was used for, that any money, I don't know what this money, I don't remember. Is it matzah? Is it meiser money? Is it, I have no clue. So whatever the rov is. V'amai, what kind of rov? Leizel zil basa basa. Go after the last thing you put in there. Three answers. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Hachom Ayeskinen, Kigon Shenestam Shubba Mo Tzchun, Umo Tzmeiser. Any day, Ezem Hen Lebasov. You don't know which one was last. So that's not an answer. Number two, Rav Zvid Amar, Kigon Shenestam Shubba Tzibur and Tzibur. It was in bundles. Therefore, it was in bundles. There is no first and last. That's the answer. There is no first and last. For Papa Amar, Kigon Deshachach Beguma. It was found in a hole in the box. A little secret compartment in the box. You don't know what that is. Okay. Here we go to the main sugi of today. We have 21 minutes. Certainly not enough time. Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. Somebody makes a bedika, he has to make a bracha. What's the chiddush in that? Right? Says the Rosh, well, it's not really a mitzvah, bedika chametz. Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. It's not really a mitzvah. What is it?
You get it.
It's a chana for the mitzvah. You still make a bracha. That's the Rosh. The first one says, the Ritva says you make a bracha, it's the beginning of the mitzvah. Right? The Rosh says, I would have thought you shouldn't make a bracha at all, because it's not a mitzvah.
It's like building the sukkah.
Right? And the Tzlach, it's exactly, the Tzlach says that the reason why you're doing a bedika is because maybe I have to find chametz. Right? I have to check. What if I don't find anything?
You still
what if I don't find anything?
You still did the
bedikah. What?
You still did the bedikah.
Right. So it's not like a case of suffik d'mai, or my d'mai, where you don't make a bracha. Because it's a suffik. This suffik is not that kind of suffik. You make a bracha, by the way. Says the Gemara. Don't think you don't make a bracha, you make a bracha.
But that's the reason we put
out, right? We're going to get to that in a minute. My mavarech. What bracha do you make? Rav Papi Omar Mishmei Derava, Leva'er Chametz. You make a bracha of Leva'er Chametz. Rav Papa Omar, Mishmei Derava, Al Bir Chametz. What's the difference? We'll see in a minute what the difference is. It's a very small difference.
And why didn't you say Al Bedikas Chametz?
What?
Why didn't you say Al Bedikas Chametz?
Oh, why didn't you say Al Bedikas Chametz? Because, better yet, you make the bracha now, even though tomorrow. The beer is tomorrow, right? Because the tachlis of the mitzvah is beer. The mitzvah is to be Mevaer Chametz, Tashbisu. That's the mitzvah. That's why you make it al bir chametz. So why do you make it at night? Why do you make the chametz? Why do you make the bracha when you start the bedika? So we said either because it's the beginning, or because it's a suffix getting rid. So it started the ball rolling. Okay. Now, bilivaer, the word livaer, kuli alma lo pligi devadai lahaba mashma. There's no question. By the way, the Rabbeinu David says that the bracha is on the etzem bedika. The bracha is on the etzem bedika, even though it's only a derabanan. Nevertheless, we find brachas in derabanans. Doesn't bother anybody. Find brachas in derabanans. It's on the etzem bedika. If that's the case, it's not a bracha levatala if you don't find any chametz. And according to that, you don't have to put out 10 pieces. The reason we put out 10 pieces is because maybe you're going to find, maybe you're not going to find any chametz. So it turns out you made a bracha levatala. You made a bracha to go search for chametz, nothing to find. So to get around that problem, put out 10 pieces, you'll find something. According to this, you don't have to. Now, with 10 pieces, why not one piece? That's on Sunday stuff, or Shabbos, what's today? Shabbos is daf. Sunday, Shabbos, Shabbos, I think. We'll get to the why 10. Anyway, the word levayer, kuli amalo pligi, is devade lahabba mashma. It's a future tense. I didn't do it yet. I will do it. Okay, I will do it. Wait, where are you turning the page for? Where are you turning the page? Where are you running? Bottom Tosfos. Based on that, Mikan Hayamatrich Rajba. This is not the Rajba that we know of, the Rajba. It's one of the Bali Tosfos who happens to have the same initials. Anyway, Levarech Lefneha Mila, who'd make a bracha before the Bris Mila, lahachniso de'ila achar hamila. If it's after the mila, yishaker bibrachato. It's a lie. Why? De'bilahachniso la'ba mashma. The lamed means future. Once the mila is over, you can't make the bracha. Every father I know makes it afterwards. Or right b'shas. Right? So, va'od tzarech levarech over lasiyasa. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. V'lo nira l'rabbeinu tam. That's not, don't worry about that. The parak rabbalazah demila, tanya, hamal. If you make a bris mila, amar asher k'deshanu b'vatsotzev etzivanu al hamila. Aviyah ben omer lachniso. And then the father says, lachniso. Mashma lach hamila. You make it afterwards. Mikomo, that's its place. Afal gafta hachniso mishamashma lahaba. Lo kasha. Delo al zot hanata achshav mevarech. You're not making a bracha on the mitzvah. You're not making a bracha on the mitzvah. What are you making a bracha on? On the global mitzvah. Al hashevach u'modol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bracha, it's a shevach to Hashem. Shetivano al hamila. You made a bracha, you had an opportunity. Kishetavo liyado. You were able to do this mitzvah. V'tiknua kan, and we do it here. Legalos, to reveal. Olahodia, and to make it known. Shezu hamila natze l'shem yotzreinu. I'm doing this mitzvah. Because God said, lo l'shem avodah zarah, lo l'shem murna. I'm not doing it because the doctor said it's healthier. That's what murna means. That's not why I'm doing it. For lo l'shem har grizim, right? That's, I'm not doing it for other reasons. I'm doing it because Hashem told Avram to do it. That's why I'm doing it. So this bracha happens to start with a lamed. It makes no difference when you say it. You say it afterwards. So it's a funny thing to say before. You didn't do the mitzvah yet. Then Tosfos says something else. Vein tzarech levarech over lasiyasan. You don't have to do it before. Ela b'makom she'osi ha-mitzvah hu mevarech. Only when the person doing the mitzvah is making the bracha. Aval kizhe mevarech acher. But if someone else is making the bracha for you, lo. It doesn't have to be over lasiyasan. I'll tell you what Tosfos says. Shaharei v'teida shari brichas erisin einu mevarech ela acher erisin. First you put on the ring. And then the Masada Kedushin has the bracha. By the way, you don't make, the chassid doesn't make a bracha. Right? Right? Oh, others give that reason. Because it, let's say I make the bracha and then I give her the ring. She says, you? I'm marrying you. And she walks away. So you made a bracha levatala.
Right.
So to get around that problem, you give her the ring, you give her the ring first and then make the bracha. Okay, Tosfos is not wrong. The other reasons why you make the bracha afterwards. Tosfos says because someone else is making the bracha.
And why is someone else
making the bracha? So the Gemara says because maybe the chassan didn't know how to make bracha. We don't want to embarrass him. So he made a low plug. The Masada Kedusha makes the bracha. Interesting, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we can turn. Now you can turn the page. Now you can turn the page. Ki pligi. What's the machlokas about? Ba'al biur. What does the al mean? So Mar Savar, Rav Papi holds. Meikara mashma. It means past tense. Umar Savar and Rav Papa holds Lahaba mashma. It also means future tense. Okay? Meisve, 1 second. We make a bracha. Baruch Asher Kedushanu B'Matzotzev V'Tzivanu Al Hamila. Why do you make Al Hamila? It's not past tense. Hasam, Heichinim, what do you want me to say? Nami Lamul? That I have a bracha to do a brismila? Lo Sagid Lavihu Mahil? The moel has no mitzvah to do it. It's not his kid. Rashi says something which I don't know why Rashi says this. The Rosh Yosef wonders what Rashi says this for. He says, third skinny line, Bitmiya, Mashma, the Osa Rofe, this moel, Hamal is called B'nei Ha'ir, who did every kid in the city's brismila. Tziva Lamol is Patinak Hazeh? He has mitzvah to do the brismila on this kid? It's not his kid. Someone else's kid. But Rashi has to say that. But what every baby in the town, what's Rashi talking about? What does he mean by that? Exactly, that's why it's al.
Yeah,
of course it's over Lassi Asim. Now Rashi's explaining why the moil doesn't make a lit.
Oh.
So what did Rashi say? Well, he did every kid in town. He wasn't mitzvah on them. He's not mitzvah, it's not his kid. So therefore he can't make a lit. He has to make al. Avia bed Michael and Amer. What if the father's a moil? Ain't a chanami. Then you're right. Then he would say le. You're right. Meitve. Baruch Hashem Kedoshanu Mitzvot Mitzvano Al Hashchita. Why are you making Al Hashchita? Hasanami. Hey Chine, what do you want the guy to say? Name a Lishchot? Make Lishchot? Lo Sagi, Delavi Yishachet. You don't have to, there's no mitzvah to do Shchita. If you want to eat meat, you got to do it this way. No mitzvah. It's not one of the Tayag rituals to do Shchita. So you can't make a Lich. You have to make Al. On the concept of Shchita. You can't say Lich, I have a mitzvah to do this. You don't have to talk true.
You say Al mitzvah.
We're going to get to it. Pesach, v'kachi, ma'ikal, and what about kachi, when you do have a mitzvah to do it? Yes, ein hachanami, then you're right. Meisvei, ha'osei lulav la'atmo, you make a lulav, mevarech, shechionu v'kimonu v'yonu lizman hazeh. We don't do that. We don't make a shechionu, we make a lulav, put the lulav together. We don't do that. Not lu, la'tzeis bo, when you actually pick it up, omei yisei, asher, kidushan, v'mitzvosev, v'tzivonu, al natilas lulav. Why al? Shani Hasam, the Be'idna Dagbiya, Nafik Bey. Well, the minute you pick it up, you're already Yote.
That's
not what Tosos answers. Look at the Tosos Be'idna.
That's why you hold the Esher upside down.
1 minute. V'im Tomar. Kivan de Nafak, Hechi Yavarech. So once you pick it up, how could you make a bracha? How could you make a bracha? Ba'lo, Tarach, Lavarach, Avalas Yasam. It's got to be before you do the mitzvah. How could you make a bracha? A Marie, I forgot the nafak, even though he picked it up. Akati osik b'mitzvah shetzarech la'aneh b'kriyas halal. Well, you still have to bring it to shul and daven halal with it. So you didn't really finish the mitzvah. Therefore, you can pick it up, make a bracha, and it's not an overlap siyasim problem. Wow.
Yeah, wow, it's right. How about a hetzik?
Right, well, maybe that's an amazing answer. We all know the other answer. You put the hetzik upside down.
Yeah.
I have another question. Why can't you make the bracha and then pick it up? Could you do that?
Well, that's basically what we do when we turn it over.
So why do you have to do that? Why don't you just leave it on the table, make the bracha, pick it up? Or it's too far away. That must be the answer, right? It's too far away. It's over, it's too far away. Ihachi, lotzeisbo, yatzebo b'boilet. Should it say yatzebo? Right, enachinami, umusham dekabo, limitsne seva. Because it's the contrast of the seva. Leishe batzuka, leishe batzuka. Leishe batzuka, tananami. Nami lotzeisbo. That's how we use the lashon of lotzeisbo to be yote, even though you're already yote. Diktoni seifa. Also, sukkah la'atmo. If you make a sukkah, Omar Baruch Ata Hashem Shechanu v'kimonu la'zman hazeh. Nichnas leishibo. When you come to sit down, Omar Baruch Hashem Kedushanu v'tzivanu v'tzivanu leishib batzukah. You make a leishib. Right? Over lashon. The hilchata. I'll be your chametz. You hear that? I'll be your chametz. Why? Says Tosfos. The hilchata. Yachahu lomakein. You could say al, even though lamed is better. Lamed means you didn't do it yet. Why? Sha'af zeh aloshan mashma lahaba. Because your papa's really right. It also means for the future. Oh, shema dafka al bir chameit. Or maybe there's a real reason. V'yesh tam bebrachos. And there must be a reason. V'ri lo matza tam lachal bebrachos. He says, I don't know what the rule is. Why sometimes al, sometimes le. Al mitzvah tzitzis, luchan yach tefillin, I can't figure it out. Can't figure it out. Says the Ri. Bala Tosa said, I can't figure it out. So let's try to figure it out. There are four approaches. The Ramban says, the Ravid says this, the Rosh says this, that it's not going to answer all the questions. He says, the reason why you say al, because there's a Gemara in Brachas that says that from a Bracha, you can see if somebody's a Talmud Chacham or not. So if you say Al, it shows you're bigger Talmud Chacham. Why? Because you learned this Gemara, and you know that Al also means L'haba Mashma, like Rav Papa said. So you chose your bigger Talmud Chacham. That doesn't answer any other questions. That doesn't answer anything else. Right? Okay. Next, the Rambam says, why do you say Al? Because once you think in your head, I can't wait till Pesach, I'm not going to have Chametz, I'm going to get rid of it. Once that thought's in your head, you're already Mekayim the Mitzvah a little bit. You already started doing Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's not because you make a bracha lit. Right? That's like we said by Lulav. You have more mitzvah to do, you make an al. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, that doesn't answer any of the other questions. The Ravid says, listen to this one. Any mitzvah that you do, that's a one-shot mitzvah, you say al. If it's a mitzvah that goes on for a long time, like tefillin and tzitzis, you say lit. What do you think of that?
Yeah,
Like Alba Tzilas Lulav. How long does it take to shake a lulav? Tzitzis, you wear it the whole day. You say Al. You say Le. Tefillin, you wear it for 45 minutes. You say Le. That's a second bracha. That's a suffix, that bracha. The whole problem with that bracha. Okay? That's why you say Al Achilas Matzah.
It's a long time.
That's not a long time. How long does it need matzah? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? 4 minutes?
Yeah,
you have to go through every bracha and see if it fits. The fourth approach is from the...
Matzah also fits because of the alakilas matzah.
It's quick.
All the way through all the brachas marred, the whole thing...
Okay, listen to this one. Listen to the next one.
True.
Right.
True.
Next one.
So
any mitzvah that you can do yourself, you have to do yourself, is a lit. Like lehanech tefillin. You can't wear tefillin. But any mitzvah you can do for me is al. The lulav doesn't fit with
it.
What?
You could lose.
Who? No.
What do you mean? You could lose your family.
What do you mean? You can't be motzi somebody in matzah. He's a chiyuv.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really fit that answer.
Right.
They're trying. Tosa said, I can't figure it out. Tosa said, I can't figure it out. When you say live, when you say I can't figure it out. So they're trying. Okay. Oh my goodness. The kuli alma. Where are we up to? The kuli alma yakara be'inan bracha bruchi minolam. Everybody knows you have to make a bracha beforehand. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, call mitzvahs mevarachas over latsiyasan. They have to be before you do the mitzvah. My mashmadai over lashon lak dumehu. How do you know the word over means before? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, the Amar Kra, v'yabaretz achimad derech hakikar, achimad ran, v'yabaretz hakushi. And he got in front of the kushi. It's one of the rebbes. What kind of thing is it? It's a lashon of an amora. An amora used the word over. What? How do you know he means before a pasuk in Kind of gemara is this? He used a lashon. How do you know when I said to you, "What's up?" That means how you're doing? Oh, because there's a pasuk that said a very funny thing. So he answers because the pasuk is here to tell you that you should run to do mitzvot, just like over here the guy ran, right, Musar. Abaya Amar Mehacha, V'Avar Lifnehem. Okay, when before that he put the kids before each other, right? So they shouldn't see Rachel. V'Ba Yisema Mehacha V'Avar Malkam Lifnehem Hashem Berosham. And when Mashiach comes, Hashem will be in the front. Be'Rav Amri Chutz Min Atfila V'Shofar, except for Tfila and Shofar. Be'Shlam Atfila. I understand Tfila. Da'Kati Lohavi. Da'Kati Gavra Lochazi. You're not roy to make the bracha. Why not? As of now, what Rashi says. Rashi says because you're a Balkari, and a Balkari can't make a bracha. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? A Balkari's not going to make a bracha. It's talking about a ger. A ger can't make a bracha. Then Tosfos says, what about a woman who goes to the mikvah? When does she make a bracha? So Tosfos says, he says something very strange. He says that, where did he say it? The Avalpi Omari Ein Legor Benashim, don't yell at the women. Shemavarchos Achar Tvila. They make a bracha after the Tvila. Kivon de Ika Tvila's Ger, because by a Ger we do that. The Lo Matzi Levarech Lo Chilku. So every month, every woman makes a bracha after Tvila. Atu, the once in a blue moon when a Ger walks in to become a Jew. Right? That's a funny thing. So I asked my wife what she does. So she said, what they do is, they dunk once without a bracha, come out, cover themselves, make a bracha, then go back in. So they're sort of killing two birds at one stone. Sort of not killing, sort of trying to get all angles. Trying to get all sheets. I don't know if everyone does that. That's what she told me she does. I never knew that before. It's interesting. Tulsa's been bothered with it, right? Okay. Now look at 1 second. Ella Shofar, why is that? What's the problem with Shofar? You might botch the blowing. See, shechita and mila is worse. Mila for sure. Right? You're very nervous about that. So Ela Amar of Chista, no chutz man tefillah b'lad itmar. The tefillah is the only one. Tefillah is the only one has to be after. What about Latilas Yadayim? Tosfos talks about that one also. He says drying the hands also is part of it. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, Taval V'Ola Ba'aliyaso, Amar Baruch Asher Kedushan V'Tosav V'Tivanu, Al HaTefillah. Okay? Very good. Lar HaNer, Menahani Mili, how do you know? Amar of Chista, how do you have to be light of a candle? Amar of Chista, listen to this drasha. Labadnu, Mitzia mi Mitzia. Finding from finding. Umitzia mechipas. Finding from searching. Mechipas mechipas. Searching from searching. Mechipas mi neighbors. Searching from neighbors. Neighbors mi neir. Neighbors to neir. Mitzia mitzia. Now we're going to explain all that. Mitzia mitzia dichsev. It says, Hacha shirat yamasal lo yamatzi biotechem. Don't find any chametz. Uksiv hasam, and it says, by the brothers, by yechapis begadol, they search by the big brother. Haichel ha ubakata and kala, and they stop by the little one. Uva yamatzi. And they found the cup. Mitzia mechipas didei. And that pasuk has both searching and finding. V'chibos mineros, the Ksivit says, but Esahi, at that time, Echbos es Yerushalayim, b'neros, I'm going to search Yerushalayim by candle. V'neros miner, and what about neros miner? The Ksivit says, Ner Hashem nishma asadim kol chofetz chachadri batam. Okay? We'll stop here. Sifzi Chaim says, what kind of crazy drush is this? Right? So he says, we know that chametz is also, we know that the Yetzirah is chametz. Chametz is the Yetzirah. So the first thing you do is you start with the big things and you end off with the little things. That's not the practice today. You start with the big things. What are the big things in my life that I need work on? Not the little things. Start with the big, end off with the little. Right? That makes sense. First, work on your big issues and then work on the little issues. That's not the common practice today. Today we do the opposite. We start with the little tiny little things. Everyone's so chumradik, and the big things go by the wayside. That's not the way to do it. You start with the big and you go to the little. Next, the pasuk in Sefania, if you read the end of the pasuk, says, I'm going to look through the candle with a candle. I'm going to search through all the candle. I'm going to find nashim hakofim al hashomrehem. They're sitting on their leaf, the part of the grapes. We're happy. They say in their heart, lo yitev hashem v'lo ra. It's not good. It's not fair. What do you want from me? I'll stay like this the whole life. I'll be parav. No, you can't do that. Can't be power. Listen, what do you want? Good, bad, what's the difference? No, that's not a way either. First start with the big things, and then don't say, listen, I'll just stay the way I am, it's okay too. No, it's not okay. And the last pasuk was, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. There's an neshama, a candle burning inside you. So you have to make sure that doesn't go out. Right? That doesn't go out. You have to, it's not enough to start with the big and with the little. Or it's not enough to say, you have to start with the big and with the little. And you can't say, I'll just coast through life. It's also not an option. Because there's an Hashem inside you. There's a candle burning inside you. And you have to make sure that candle is not overpowered by the darkness. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Right.